请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence this evening service.
啊，唱诗五十二首。
Please sing hymn 52. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
We're going to pray together. May the Lord guide this evening service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together, one accord.
啊，愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
请我们来看马太福音。
Let's refer to the book of Matthew.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第九节
，Verse 9，
马太福音第五章第九节
，Matthew chapter 5 verse 9。
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Verse 9， Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God。
这个是主耶稣登山宝训八福的第七福。
This is the seventh blessings.Recorded in the Beatitudes.
那这个福气叫做称为神的儿子。
Shall be called sons of God.
哦，这是一种福气。
It is indeed a blessing.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's refer to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
啊，这个地方说啊，神赐给我们权柄，英文叫 right， 啊，是一个权利，做神的儿女。
Yeah, in here it states that.God gave the right to become children of God.
所以我们在世界上生活，能够做神的儿女，这是一种福气，这是一种神给我们的权利。
It's indeed the right and also a blessing of God given to us whilst still living on earth.
那为什么说这是一种权利？
Why it is called the right?
因为如果我们是神的儿女，表示天上的神就是我们的父。
If we are the children, then God is our Father in heaven.
啊，我们大家很多人当过父母。
We are all parents.
啊
，many of us are parents.
我们常常发现我们很爱我们的儿女。
And many of us like the children, love the children.
但是我们儿女有问题的时候，第一个你发现，有时候我们不晓得怎么去解决。
And very often, when our children encounter problems, we do not know how to resolve it.
第二个，有时候我们没有能力去解决。
We have no power to resolve the problem.
所以爱的本身是好的，但是爱并不等于能够解决所有的问题。
Love is good, yet it couldn't resolve all problems.
因为我们是人。
We are still human beings.
但是如果神接纳我们做他的儿女。
And nevertheless, if God accepts us as His children,
那这个父亲对我们的爱，比我们地上的父母对我们的爱还大。
Then, the love of God is greater than our physical parents.
而且这个神的智慧比我们地上的父母亲更有智慧。
And God has more wisdom than our physical father on earth.
而且神的能力比我们地上的父母能力更大。
And of course, God is more powerful than our physical parents on earth.
所以，如果神接纳我们做他的儿女，我们跟神的关系很好，那我们还缺乏什么？
Again, if God accepts us as His children, we have no shortage.
所以我们看那个路加福音十一章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Let's refer to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
十一节
，verse 11.
你们做父亲的，谁有儿子，求饼给他石头，求鱼哪时给他呢？十二节。
Verse 12.
求鸡蛋往哪蝎子给他呢？十三节。
Verse 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 11. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone?Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? 12. Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这里主耶稣鼓励我们啊，要有信心向神祷告。
And in this passage, we learn that Jesus Christ encouraged us to pray with faith.
他说祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。
So if you find, if you ask, you will be granted, and if you knock the door, and it will be opened.
是第十节。寻找就寻。
Verse 10. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
这是肯定的。
And this is very affirmative.
然后十三节就。用地上的父母跟天父来比较。
And verse 13 is a comparison between the heavenly father and the father on earth.
如果看英文哦，你们虽然不好，那这个翻作邪恶。
In English, it's translated as if you then being evil.
父母亲是最爱我们的。
Of course, the parents love us very much.
但是这里说是邪恶。
And here, it says that being evil.
这是因为跟天父比较，我们父母亲的爱算不了什么。
Comparing with our Heavenly Father, the love of parents are insignificant.
那如果我们都知道把好东西给儿女，
and if we know to give good stuff to our children,
那我们做天父的儿女，我们就不缺乏天父的恩典。
And as the children of the Heavenly Father, and we should be in no lackage.
所以这个第七福说做神的儿女，这不只是一个身份上很尊贵而已。
And so here it doesn't just say that we are the children of God, of Father.
这不只是身份上很尊贵。
It's not just a statue.
这是实际上在生活当中，我们向神祈求会有很多。丰富神恩典的体验。
Is indeed in our daily life, you really ask, and we will have abundant blessings received.
所以这是一个非常好的一个福气。
It is indeed a very, very good blessing.
好，那我们再来看约翰一书。
Let's refer to First John.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John, chapter 3,
第一节
，verse 1.
你看父是给我们十何等的慈爱，使我们得称为儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。第二节。
Verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道如若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
所以做神的儿女这个 right, 这个权利，第一个就是你祷告，神要听。
And so the right of the children of God is your prayer or request will be granted.
他会赐给我们恩典。
And he will bless us.
那第二个 right.
The second right.
在这一段圣经讲。
In this passage.
主若显现，我们要像他。
And we shall be like him when he appears to us.
就是复活。
Which is resurrection.
主耶稣再来，我们要复活。
So during the second coming of Jesus Christ, we shall resurrect.
我们肉体要改变成灵体。
And our physical body will be transfigured to the spiritual body.
然后要见他。
And we shall see him.
要看到他的本体。
And we shall see him as he is.
那是最后的最大的满足。
This is the greatest satisfaction.
所以这样看起来，第七福这是一个很大的福气。
Therefore, this, the seventh blessing is indeed a great one.
So, 要称为神的儿女。
And for they shall be called children of God. Shall be sons of God.
有今生跟来世的应许。
And the sons of God has the promises the of this life and also the future life.
那要得到这个福气有一个条件。
That's one condition.
就是第九节啊，马太五章九节第一句话，使人和睦。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
啊，也就是说，我们活在这个地面上啊，要带给人跟人的和睦。
So whilst living on this earth, we shall bring peace to the others.
啊，那这个和睦当然也带给人人跟神的和睦。
And also should bring a peace between man and God.
啊，这是我们信仰生活一个努力的目标。
This is a target that we should strive for.
啊，那这个表示说，啊，有时候啊，没有借着人的帮助，人跟人之间哦，没有办法和睦。
So without the help of the others, it's very difficult for two parties to get along together.
那今天我们信耶稣，神就是要我们啊，把这个两个人合不来，要借着我们好像搭一座桥，让它能够合起来。
So we should serve like a bridge to try to bring a peace between the others.
和睦非常的重要。
To be a peacemaker is very important.
因为
living in peace and harmony is very important.
教会如果和睦，教会才像一个家庭。
If the church has harmony, then it will like a family.
教会如果和睦，教会才像一个身体。
And it will become like one body.
但是如果教会没有和睦，
if the church has no harmony,
我们来到教会，大家就觉得不会很喜乐。
Then we won't have joy. In the church.
因为没有和睦，就是表示有一些人不喜欢那一些人，有一些人跟谁合不来。
Without peace or no harmony, there are always divisions.
那你来到教会，看到你不喜欢的人，看到你合不来的人，这个就没有什么。
When the church if sees someone you don't like, you cannot live together, then where can we find joy then?
那这个教会如果和睦
，So if a church is in harmony,
这个和睦哦。Peace 啊，和平啊，跟平安是同一个字啊。
So this is the same word of peace.
所以教会如果和睦啊，大家好像一个大家庭，我们来到教会会很喜乐。
So if there's peace in the church, then everybody will have joy.
因为我们充满着平安。
Since we all enjoy the peace.
所以圣经才有一幅叫做使人和睦。
Therefore, it is one of the blessings.Which refers to the peacemakers.
那首先我们先来看旧约圣经的一两个例子。
Let's refer to several cases in the Old Testament.
我们常常发现人跟人不能和睦，常常是因为言语上的冲突。
A lot of times, the controversial issue happen due to the language or the words used.
我们看四世纪第八章。
Let's refer to Judges.
四世纪的第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
第一节
Verse 1.
以法莲对基甸人米利基甸说，你去与米利人征战，没有召我们同去，为什么这样待我们呢？他们就与基甸大大的争吵。
Verse 1. Now the man of Ephraim said to him, why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianites, and they reprimanded him sharply.
这个第七章在讲啊，基甸带领三百个人，神跟他们同在，打败了敌人。
And here records that Gideon led 300 soldiers to fight, and they prevailed over the enemies.
当然得到很大的荣耀。
Of course, they have great glory.
那这以法莲人啊，就来跟基甸理论。
Then the man of Ephraim came to find trouble.
说你去打战，为什么没有召我们去呢？
Why not have done this to us by not calling us?
其实打战是很危险的。
And actually, fighting in the war is very dangerous.
所以他现在要来分享这个功劳。
Now they want to share the credit.
但是我看基甸对他说。
But Gideon, told them.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我们所行的岂能够比你们所行呢？以法莲时下剩下的葡萄不强过亚比以谢所摘的葡萄吗？第三节。
Verse 3.
神已将米甸的两个首领厄利和希拉伯交在你们的手中，我们所行的岂能 比你们所行的吗？基甸说了这个话，以法莲怒气就消了。
So he said to them, what I've done now in comparison with you is not the gleaning, the gleaning of grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer. God has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you? That then the anger toward him abated when he said that.
这里说以法莲怒气消了，就是说基甸跟以法莲就和睦了。
And the anger towards him abated when he said that. Meaning that they live together happily.
啊，基甸跟以法莲就和睦了。
The Gideon and Ephraim are in peace.
为什么可以和睦
？Why they can be in peace？
因为基甸啊，他讲的话讲得很好。
And Gideon used very nice language.
哦，那在他的话语里面呢、啊，他就是肯定以法莲人的价值。
And he tried, firstly he tried to confirm the credit of Ephraim.
说神已将米甸的两个首领交在你们手中，我们所行的岂比你们所行的多呢？
And God has delivered into you the hands the princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And how could we possibly compare with you?
所以一个人的价值被肯定了，我们人常常怒气就消。
So when the person's value or credit has been confirmed by the others, then the anger toward him abated.
常常人跟人合不来，是因为在讲话当中别人的价值被我们否定。
A lot of time we can hear, we can hear the argument or the big quarrel is because the other party's value or credit was not confirmed.
那人就要争一口气就合不来了。
And the man tried to fight for his own right.
但是这件事情又发生了一次。
And another incident happened.
到十二章。
Let's refer to Judges chapter 12.
士师记的十二章。
Judges chapter 12.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
以法莲人聚集到北方，对耶和他说：“你去与亚门人征战，为什么没有招我们同去呢
？”Again, then the men of Ephraim, the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you?"
所以可见这个以法莲是专门制造麻烦的。
And we can see the man of Ephraim are troublemakers.
那这个耶弗他他就说，我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
我和我的民与亚玛利人大大征战，我招你们来，你们竟没有来救我们脱离他们说，是我们有邀你来，你自己不来。
And Jephthah said to them, My people and I were in great struggle with the people of Ammon, and when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hands.
那第三节
，Verse three，
我见你们不来，我就拼命上前去攻打亚门人。
So when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon.
那神将他们交在我们手中。
And the Lord delivered them into my hand.
你今天为什么上来攻打我们呢
？And why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me？
耶和他讲的都是事实。
And Jephthah was telling the truth.
他也很有理。
And he has every right to make this statement.
所以他就根据他对的，他的理就跟他争到底。
And he tried to fight until the end.
结果就打起来了。
Then they have a war.
第六节
，verse six，
最后一句话。
The last portion of verse six.
那时以法莲被杀有42,000人。
Then they will take him and kill him at the ford of Jordan. Then fell to the time 42,000 of Ephraimites.
所以耶弗他讲的虽然有理，但是讲完之后42,000人死了。
And Jephthah seems makes the right statement, and in the end, about 42,000 people were killed.
因此这个让我们想到，我们人跟人当有纷争的时候，有时候不是在讲理的问题。
Sometimes we may have the controversial issue.Even though we are right,
只要跟真理没有冲突，能够让步，让大家能够和睦，这是值得做的。
As long as it doesn't against the teaching of the Bible or the truth, then we should always, you know, give room to the others.
所以人跟人要和睦，常常是要有人让步。
Sometimes people have to give room to the others when we try to make peace with the others.
十二章没有人让步，很多人就死了。
In chapter 12, we see nobody else, you know, give any rooms, and resulting 42,000 people killed.
我们看撒母耳记上25章。
Let's refer to First Samuel
撒母耳记上二十五章。
First Samuel chapter 25. Chapter 25.
进来这记载一对夫妻。
In here, I recall a couple.
丈夫叫做拿巴。
And the husband called Nabal.
那太太叫做亚比该。
And the wife, Abigail.
那这个拿巴跟亚比该两个差很多。
And the characters of Nabal and Abigail are very, very different.
拿巴这个人呢，愚顽。
And Nabal was a very stubborn person.
但是亚比该这个人很有见识，很有智慧。
And Abigail was a wise woman.
所以可见呢，不一定说一定个性相同才可以结婚，这个两个也可以结婚呢。
These two have different personalities, still can get married.
但是亚比该因为他缺乏智慧，所以他惹了一个祸。
拿巴
缺乏智慧，惹了一个祸。
Since Nabal has no wisdom and he caused some trouble.
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
我主不要理这样的坏人拿巴，他的性情与他的名字相称。他名字叫做拿巴，他为人果然愚妄，但我主所答话的仆人婢女并没有看见。
Verse 25, please let not my lord regard this scoundrel Nabal, for at his name is so is he, Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, like a maid servant, did not see the young man of my lord whom you sent.
因为大卫现在带刀来，要把这个拿巴全家杀掉。
David.Came with knife, trying to kill the entire family of Nabal.
那现在亚比该就是要怎么做能够和睦
？And Abigail now tried to be a peacemaker.
所以她赶快就拿着礼物跑到路上去等大卫。
She quickly bring a gift to meet David.
亚比该没有说大卫，你误会了。
So Abigail didn't say that, David, you misunderstood.
如果亚比该这样讲，可能刀子就下来，全都要被杀掉了。
So if Abigail say something to David like that, and perhaps her entire family would be killed.
亚比该对他自己的先生的弱点，他非常清楚。
Abigail knew the shortcoming of her husband.
所以当他对大卫讲的时候，他承认他的先生的弱点所犯下的错误。
So first, she admitted the mistakes made by her husband.
接下去。接下去他讲了很多的好话
，and then she said a lot of good words.
然后大卫对亚比该有一个评论，三十三节。
In verse 33, this is the comments of David toward Abigail.
你和你的见识也应当称赞，因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇，流人。
Verse 33, and blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand.
所以大卫也发现亚比该很有智慧，因为他讲的话、做的事情，本来大卫很生气，就消怒消了。
David was very angry in the beginning, but later on he noticed that Abigail was a very wise woman, and his anger abated.
所以我们要让人和睦，常常需要有智慧。
So to be a peacemaker, we must have wisdom.
这个智慧要求神赐给我们。
And only God can give us this kind of wisdom.
那经过我们两方面讲一讲啊，就和好了。
And we can bring the others too, to reconcile.
所以有时候我们常常发现如果两个合不来两个去讲来讲去，越讲越厉害。
Sometimes, if we notice that there is a big argument, a big fight between two parties, and it has become more and more severe.
那我发现了那个讲的话有问题。
And sometimes, a lot of time, we found that's because of the words used.
我们看箴言二十
六章。Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言二十六章。
Chapter 26.
二十节。
Verse 20.
火缺的柴就必熄灭。无人传舌，增进便窒息。二十章二十一节。
21.
好增进的人，善获争端，就如余火加炭，火上加柴一样。
Verse 20. Where there's no wood, the fire goes out, and when there's no tale bearer, strife ceases. And as charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is contentious man to kindle strife.
所以啊，如果有发现不和睦啊，我们啊再加上传舌下去的话，这个会更厉害。
So when there's no peace, and if we try to add more words, that will cause even more trouble.
所以我们跟人讲话有一个原则。
So when talking to other people, we must have a principle.
第一个就是我们讲我们两个人之间的事情。
We only talk about the business between us.
那如果要谈到第三者
，if we want to talk about the third party,
我们谈第三者的正面的事情。
We only talk about the positive side of the third party.
这样我们谈话就不会发生问题。
Then we will not have problems.
但是我们人有时候我们跟一个人在讲话，我们谈到第三者的时候，常常是提他的负面跟他的隐私。
A lot of time when we have a conversation with the others and touching base the third party, we always like to mention about the negative side and the privacy of the third parties.
那你不，他这不愿意人知道的事情，你把它挖出来，让到处去散，你啊，当然这个关系会发生问题。
And of course, if the third party doesn't like you to spread his problems, then it will cause a lot of trouble.
所以我们很少听别人讲我的孩子有多坏。
A lot of times, we seldom hear the other say how bad is or his or her children.
很少听人讲。
Very, very seldom.
但是我们常常听人讲别人的孩子有多坏。
A lot of times, we heard the other people criticizing the negative side of other people, other people's children.
我们很少听人讲我的父母有多坏。
And very seldom, we heard people talking about bad things of.His or her own parents.
但是我们常常听到别人在讲啊，别人的父母有多坏。
A lot of time we hear the others criticizing the parents of other people.
到底为什么
？Now, what is the reason?
因为我们爱自己的家人。
Because we love our own family members.
我们讲话都有保留。
Therefore, we always try to protect our family members.
我们对别人缺乏爱。
But to the others, we don't show love.
所以我们的讲话没有保留。
Then we do not try to watch what we are talking.
因此造成很多的纷争。
And it causes a lot of controversial issues.
所以这个要使人和睦，我们在讲话的上面真的要不断的去操练，操练到最后变成一种很自然的。
To be a peacemaker, we need a lot of training. Then we will talk in the appropriate using appropriate words.
因为我们常常发现哦，你如果在家里面私下怎么讲话已经变成习惯，你到外面一下子。没有办法控制，你就讲出来。
And if this is the manner that you talk at home, and when you go outside, probably you still use the same manner, same style to talk.
但是如果我们平常在家里面，我们的讲话非常有就照圣经的这种方向来讲，那我们到外面去讲话，你就变成已经是一种习惯了，就不会发生问题。
So, if we talk at home based on the teaching of the Bible, and very naturally when you go outside, you probably talk in the same way, same manner.
所以要使人和睦，要有智慧。
Therefore, to be a peacemaker, one must have wisdom.
让我们这个话讲出去会什么影响，我们能够看得出来。
And we'll know what kind of an impact caused when we talk.
第二个
Secondly,
要有爱心。
We must have love.
好像我们爱自己的家人。
Just like we love our own family members.
那如果这个两个一直能够把握，我们就能够做和睦的使者。
If we can maintain these two principles, then we will become peacemakers.
我们看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon him shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这个地方讲主耶稣有四个头衔。
Jesus Christ has four titles.
也是四个责任。
And four responsibilities.
因为每一个头衔就是一个责任。
Each title is also a responsibility.
那这个最后里面说他是和平的君。
And the fourth title is Prince of Peace.
也就是主耶稣所在的地方，那个地方就有和平。
So wherever Jesus is, there will be peace.
哎，为什么夫妻合不来？
Why the husband and wife could not live in harmony?
因为他们中间没有主耶稣同在。
Because Jesus is not with her, is not with them.
为什么这个家庭没有平安？
Why this family has no peace?
常常吵架。
A lot of arguments.
因为主耶稣不在里面。
Because Jesus is not in this family.
或者说为什么教会？
Or,
有时候没有平安。
The church has no peace.
因为主耶稣没有同在。
And since Jesus is not in the church.
所以这个人跟人不能和睦，这个就是在反映这个人的灵性的问题。
So the reasons why men and men have no peace, and it shows, and it reflects the human nature.
因为灵性问题。
Because of the spirituality.
因为主耶稣没有在里面。
Jesus is not in their hearts.
所以我们要让人跟人能够和睦，一个很重要就是要把主耶稣带到他们中间。
So if we want to become a peacemaker, we have to bring Jesus to come among them.
我们先来看约翰福音。
Let's refer to John
17 章。
Chapter 17.
约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17.
23节。
Verse
23. 17章23节。
John chapter 17, verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合一。叫人，世人知道你差我来，也知道你爱我们，如同爱我一样。
I in them, and you in me, that they may make perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me.
所以这个二十三节告诉我们了，主耶稣说，我在他们里面。
As Jesus stated, I in them.
他们就是指的门徒。
And them refers to the disciples.
你在我里面。
And you in me.
你就是天上的神。
And you refers to God.
在主耶稣里面。
And in Jesus.
然后使他们完完全全的合而为一。
That they may make perfect in one.
所以人要完完全全合一，有什么方法呢？
So how to be perfect in one?
主耶稣说，我要在他们里面。
And Jesus said that I in them.
所以主耶稣在我们里面，教会就完完全全合一。
And if Jesus is in us, then the church will be made perfect in one.
那这个好像有点抽象。
It seems that this is quite abstractive.
那到底什么意思？
What does it mean?
第一个。
Firstly,
人跟人要合一，就是要有主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
In order to have peace, one must have love in him.
因为爱就是不计算人的恶。
And love doesn't count the evil things of the others.
爱就是凡事包容。
And love will take everything.
所以主的爱在我们里面啊，你会可以赦免别人，而且去包容别人的软弱。那就可以合一。
And so if love is you, you'll be able to forgive the others and also try to accept the others.
好像主耶稣赦免我们，包容我们一样。
Just Jesus Christ forgive us, and He will tolerate what we have done.
所以我们跟主耶稣就能够很亲密。
Then we have a close relationship with the Lord.
主耶稣如果一条一条来算我们的罪，
If Jesus Christ begins to count every evil things we have done,
我们就没有办法跟主耶稣合一。
We will not be able to live in one with Jesus.
那人跟人会不能合一，就是一直算对方怎么对待我。
If man cannot live together, live with the others in harmony, it could mean that a man begins to count each other's fault.
这样就很难合一。
Then man is difficult to live in harmony.
所以主耶稣在十字架说：“主啊，赦免他们。”
So when on the cross, Jesus asked the Father to forgive their sins.
因为他们所做的，他们
for they do not know what they have done.
那如果主这个爱在我们里面
，if the love of Jesus is in us,
两个人可以彼此赦免。
And so both parties can forgive each other.
那就没有家庭问题啊。
Then they will have no family problem.
没有夫妻问题。
They will have no husband and wife's problem.
教会也没有说这个跟那个合不来，这个跟那个讲没有讲话，不会有这个问题。
And church will not have all these kind of disharmonic problems.
所以第一个要主的爱在我们里面。
Therefore, it's very important to have Jesus' love in us.
那第二个。
Secondly,
要有主的道在我们里面。
We must have the word of God in us.
那时候我们都不会觉得自己有什么错。
If we feel that we make no mistakes, we are always right.
我们一直觉得说，如果对方改变，好，我跟他关系就可以和好。
We always ask the other party to improve or to change, then I will be able to live with him in peace.
如果教会不能合一，大家是想，如果某一个人改变，教会就没有问题。
By the same token, in the church, if everybody blaming the others that and expecting the others to change,
所以每一个人都想对方改变，就没有人改变了。
And then, if then nobody will change,
因为我没有问题啊。
Because I'm always right,
我不会改变啊。
And I don't have to change.
大家没有改变，就问题就不会解决。
If nobody wants to change or wants to improve, then the problems always exist.
但是这个神的话进到我们里面。
However.God's word is in our heart.
我们就可以看到我们里面做人做事最根本那个动机可能就有问题。
Then we'll be able to spot our own, spot the motivations.
爱，圣经说是从无愧的良心、无畏的信心所产生的。
And the love is from the good conscience.
无畏的信心
and the faith without fear
还有清洁的心
and with a pure heart
有一次我看一个老弟兄啊，哎，怎么没有来教会啊？
Once I noticed an elderly brother who hadn't come to church for a long time.
我去访问。
I went to visit him.
因为他刚受洗不久。
At that time he was just newly baptized.
那他就说，哎，哪一个弟兄不够意思啊？
And he said that as a brother.
另外一个弟兄啊，不够意思，所以他不来了。
Oh, he said, because he was very displeased with some other brother. That's why he didn't come to church.
啊，我就很好奇，那到底怎么不够意思
？And I feel very curious, and asking him, what was the problem?
他说，我请他吃饭三次，他连请我一次都没有，不够意思，所以不是朋友。
And I treated him thrice, and yet he didn't invite me for even one meal.So he's not a good friend.
所以后来我才发现说，他们之间的这个爱不是基督的爱。
Then I noticed and I realized that love in between them, among them, is not Christ's love.
那是一种世俗的人情。
And this is just a secular behavior.
那这个世俗的人情啊，你有付出，你一定有一个期待。
So this is just a social courtesy. So You always expect the other people to treat you back.
有期待，你就会有失望。
And of course, you hope for something, and you'll be disappointed.
哦，所以就会出问题。
Then this is the controversial issue.
那当我们回到真理来看基督的爱。
However, when we return to the Bible and looking into the love of Christ,
这个不是这样的。
And it is not so.
哦，所以有时候我们为一个软弱的弟兄祷告，一年、两年、三年都一直祷告，他给你什么？没有，没有。你为什么一直为他祷告？没有理由啊。
Just like when we pray for a brother sister who is weak in faith, we keep on praying for years, and what do you expect him to return?
不是对方能给我们什么好处。
We don't expect what benefit will be received from the others.
这只是一个例子。
This is just a case.
所以当我们神的话进到我们里面，我们愿意照神的话来做，我们的关系就越来越好。
As long as we have the word of God in our heart, then we do accordingly, then we will have peace with the others.
第三个。
Thirdly,
圣灵的感动。
We have to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传讲120个人同心合意。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, it records that 120 members pray together.
后来到3000个人同心合意。
And until 3,000 people live in great harmony.
这是很大的神迹。
This is a great miracle.
有时候一个家庭 不到五个人就没有办法同心合意。
So, we may notice that in a small family with 5 members, yet they couldn't live in harmony.
怎么有办法120个人、3,000 个人同心合意？
And how could 120 people, even 3,000 people live together in harmony?
因为大家被圣灵充满。
Because everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的灵在里面感动。
Since they were all moved by the Spirit of God,
良心非常的敏感。
They are very sensitive, so the conscience are very sensitive.
你心里有一点不对，有一点罪在里面，良心马上感动你。
Even a little sin in your heart, and you'll be moved by the Holy Spirit.
那每一个人顺着这个圣灵在里面的感动来活，当然就同心合意。
Of course, if everybody submits to the move of the Holy Spirit, then They can live in harmony.
所以主耶稣说，我在他们中间，他们就可以完完全全的合一。
Therefore, Jesus says that I in them, then they will live in harmony.
所以有时候危机是转机。
Therefore, the crisis could be also the turning point.
因为不能合一，这是危机。
And without harmony, without peace, is considered as crisis.
这个代表灵性有问题。
It means that it has a spiritual crisis.
但是当我们邀请基督进到我们里面，
However, when we invite Jesus to dwell in our heart,
所以我们在基督里面完全合一。
Then we may be able to live together in Christ with harmony.
那我们的灵性就提高了。
Then our spirituality will be uplifted.
所以当我们在讲到要使人和睦的时候，最好的方法就是要把基督带到他们中间。
So in peacemaking, the only way is to bring Jesus into our heart.
这是最好的方法。
This is the best way.
当然我们要很小心的，不要造成任何信徒有冲突的原因。
Of course, we have to be very cautious not causing any conflict.
比方说我们教会的信徒最好不要有利害关系。
So one of the examples that is better for not our member to involve with money.
或者说一起做生意。
For instance, like doing a business together.
有利害关系就会有问题。
As long as that is a that is a benefit issue, that could result disharmony.
那问题一发生，常常影响信仰。
When there are problems, and it could impact the faith.
所以使人和睦的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are peacemakers.
他们要成为神的儿子。
They will become the children of God.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
232首。
232.
我们把副歌背起来，我们等一下结束要唱。
Let's try to memorize the chorus, and we're going to sing at the end.We thank God we have three newly baptized during the convocation.
圣经说流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
And those who sow the seed with tears and will reap with joy.
我们有收割就是因为有人很用心的撒种。
We have harvest because someone have been stemmed the labor in sowing the seed.
求主能够继续感动我们，我们接下来为着下一次的灵恩布道会，大家一起来预备。
May the Lord continually guide us and move us so we can prepare for the coming spiritual convocation.
那我们祷告的时候要听，特别为新受洗的同龄代祷。
So prayer, we especially pray for those who are newly baptized.
这才是出生的婴孩。
They are newly born babies.
要走到人生的尽头，这还有一段很长的路。
It's a long way for them to walk to the end of end of the way.
所以我们需要用祷告常常来扶持他们。
So we should always pray for them.
也常常为我们教会的圣工来代祷。
We should always pray for the sacred works in the church.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together, one accord.